Avos Perakei Mishnah Aleph. This last perek of Mishnah Yisavos, the sixth perek is already a brisa, is different than the first four prokem, like we discussed at the end, finishing up the fourth perek. We discussed the fact that the Meseris HaTorah, the Shalshel HaTorah, is not really the subject over here. The Musar and the Meseris of Chachmei HaTorah is really the thread that runs through the first four prokem. The first two prokem is completely bait on the Shalshelas HaTorah Midor Dor until the Sof Yimei HaTanoim. And then even the memories of the different Tanoim is given over to us in the Tzura of Hu HaYoimer. Here in Perek Chamishi, there isn't a Hu HaYoimer. The subject isn't so much Meseris HaTorah. We're going to go back to Inyoni HaTorah in the Braisa of Perek Kinyan HaTorah, which refers to personal learning, not so much the Shalshelas of Meseris HaTorah, but what it looks like to actually be Koina Kinyan in Torah. But here in this Perek, before Torah, we discuss the Bria. Could be that there's a certain Inyan of Derech Eretz Kodmon LaTorah. And what that means is that when one looks at the world, there's two frames of reference to be able to see the totality of the world. One is one looks at the natural world, and the natural world looks like it's run B'Derech HaTeva, of course, it's Kuloi, but there's a Tzuras Hadvar, which is called Derech HaTeva. The word HaTeva is B'Gematria Elikim, because that's the Shem Hashem that underlines the whole Derech HaTeva. When a person wants to see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he wants to see the harmonious Shleimus of the Ratzon Hashem, the Ratzon Elikim, he looks at the perfection, the breathtaking perfection in the Bria itself. There's another Marocha where a person could look and see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that's in the Marocha called History. A person looks at the Tzuras, Talichei HaOlam, from beginning of the world, from Bereshis, Bara Elikim, until Achs HaYom, and there's one Tzura of unfolding Hashgacha Pratis. And when one sees the Doiros, the Sipur HaDoiros, together with all the historical things that have transpired, one could see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When one looks at nature, one sees the way things should look. There's a certain perfection in nature. When one looks at history, one sees the Hashgacha Pratis, the little quirks that make up every single door. Why in this door there was, the economy was this way, and in that door was punished, and in that door there was prosperity in this one place in the world, the other place in the world. The perek that gives us the kelim to be able to look at the Bria from a historical perspective is this perek of Basar Mamoros Nivra Olam. We start with Bria Olam. In that way, by the way, this perek does complement the Shalshelas HaTorah in the first four prokem, because along with the Shalshelas HaTorah, there's a Shalshelas of historical events, which are not coincidences. Nothing is nature. Everything is clearly Yad Hashem, and there's Hanhogos Kvois that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Keveya, and there are Mikrim Protiim that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam uses to direct, control, and keep the Dairis where they should be. We'll just make one more observation, that is, that one of the subjects over here in this Perek is the Inyan of Numbers. The Inyan of Numbers is one of the building blocks of creation. When we say by the end of the Seder, Leil Seder by Nitzon, we say Echad Miyadeh, Shtayim Miyadeh, Shalosh Miyadeh, and so on. What that means is that numbers are the building blocks of creation. And when we go out of Mitzrayim, we're recreating, Klal Yisrael is created on the night of Mitzrayim, we're recreating Maase Bereishis. We'll see that soon in the fact that there's the number 10 in Bria Soilim, there's also the number 10 in Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's the number 10 in Maimon HaSinai. All that's because each one is built on the other one. The numbers over here, therefore, represent different building blocks of the Bria. The same way the Shmois of Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the building blocks of the Bria. The building blocks of the natural and supernatural world are referred to by different numbers. The number 10 is the number that's discussed as, on the one hand, it's a single unit. It's the number 1. It's also a hisofa of the number 0, which denotes a ribui. So there's 1. And there's 10, and there's 100, and 1,000, and so on. What's interesting is that the ancient Goyim, the ancient civilizations, Rome, Greece, didn't invent the series of decibels. the series of decibels where there's 1 and 10 and 100, and that instead of writing out those long Roman numerals, was invented by the Arabs. The word algebra, if you say it in Arabic, is algebra. Modern mathematics was invented by the Arabs, the medieval Arabs, not the Hittite Arabs. They don't invent anything. And the understanding of that, says Rav Hirsch, it's a fascinating insight, is that the only ummah from the Ummah Sa'ilam that recognize, that have an echod yochad u'myuchad, that have a source, that they believe in yichud abayre, are the Arabs. They might not believe in a world full of kedusha. They might not believe in a world that has a tafkid and a tachlus and a shlemus, but they do believe in a world that was created by one koyach. They have an Allah, they have one hoyahoyvaviyah. And therefore, the concept of echod, and that everything is a repeating decimal, 1, 100, 10, 100, 1,000, that concept was given to them. Basara mamoris nivra oilom. The world was created by Basara mamoris, which Pashtus refers to the amount of times that the Torah says Vayayim Elikim. We'll discuss that further in a second. Vayayim Elikim means each thing in the Bria was a bazundra maimar. What's the significance of this? Why are we saying this? V'haloi. The maimer echad yocheli bois. The Rabban Shem could have said one vayayim created all the olamos, and then the Torah would have described all that was created in one maimer. Maimer echad yocheli bois. Elo. This teaches us, since the world is so intricate and there's different things that are all bound up, it's not pshat that everything in the world is a different detail. Each thing in the world is a different klal, it's a different maimer, and all the mamoris are overlapping and interlocking, and they're all geboid ze al ze. The same way the Rishoyim upset the whole Seder Ha'ilam of Asar Mamoris, and the Oynish that they get is for breaking apart that Shleimus, the Tzadikim that uphold the Oylam the way it's supposed to be, the Firatz Nabayre, gets Schar for upholding this whole intricate network of Mamoris Shebehem Nivra Oylam. We'll just go through quickly because there are Machloikis in amongst the Mephoshim, what are the Asar Mamoris? One Cheshman is Bereshis Bor Elikimus Hashemayim Vesa'oretz, as you state in the Gemara, that one of the Mamorim is Bereshis Bor Elikim. Bereshis is a Maimer. And then we have the Psukim with the Teritaka says Vayayim Elikim. Vayayim Elikim Yehior. Vayayim Elikim Yehi Rokia. Vayayim Elikim Yekovu Amayim. Vayayim Elikim Tacha Oretz Desha. Vayayim Elikim Yehi Moiris Bikei Hashemayim. Vayayim Elikim Yishutsu Amayim. Vayayim Elikim Toitze Oretz. Vayayim Elikim Nase Odom, Vayayim Elikim Hinei Nesati Lochem. Some of Hashem asked the Lachor, Hinei Nesati Lochem's Kol Esev is already saying to Odom Harishon what he's allowed to use the world for. That's not a mimer of creation, that's a mimer of direction of how to use the world. So others want to institute as a medrash that way, Vayayim Hashem Elikim Leiteva Ish Hayayos Odom Levadai, which is in Perek Beis. It's also Hashem Elikim. Hashem Elikim is the operative name after the midos of Havaya and Elikim are combined in Perek Beis, which is an Indian for itself. L'chor the Asar Mamoris Shebehem Nivra Oilom is with the Shem Elikim in Perek Aleph until Vayichulu. So that's also Shver. Now there is another Vayoymer, and that is Vayivorach Oisim Elikim Vayem Elahem Elikim Pru Urvu. If we're using already instructions to Adam Vechava, we could add that. So Pashas, you'll say that's Vayoyim Elohem Elikim, that's instructions. Masha'en Kain, and this is Miyash of the first pshat that we said, by Hinei Nusati Lochem, is Rabban Shem said it to them, but it says Vayoyim Elikim. So that's a Lashon of a Maimer. That means that the operative idea over here is that every time it says Vayoyim Elikim, that was a creation of another level of the Bria. There's a Bria, Siyesh Mi'ayin, which is the Aleph base of Yiddishkeit, is that the Rabban Shem's Hoya created the world completely Yesh Me'ayin, and this was level after level from the Yesh Me'ayin. Look at the Ramban, the beginning of Perek Aleph, where the Pasuk says, Bereshis Bor Elikim Es Hashamayim Ves Oretz. That was the Yesh Me'ayin, the raw material, so to speak, the spiritual raw matter of creation, Koich Hayuli, the Ramban calls it. And from that, the Rabban Shem then formed. One is called Boire, and one is called Yoitzer. Boire is to make Yesh Me'ayin. Yoitzer is ready to form it into defined shapes, forms, and figures. Mishnah Beis Lechor is a Hemshech. Asorah Doiris Me Odom Vad Noach. Like we said before, the point over here is not to elaborate the different parts of the natural world. The part, the Nekuda over here is that when the Rebbeinu Shem created a Bria, it wasn't a one thing only. It was a dynamic of different interlocking pieces and different forces that align and arraign and even compete with each other, and it was created as one harmonious whole. The Shleimus HaOlamos, which was created in the physical world, was the Yetzir Kapav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam V'Chava. Thereafter, the story of human history is the story of the Bria. The real story of the Bria is not the natural world. The real story of the world is the history of the Doiros that continue the world, and they're the purpose of the world, and they shape how the natural forces of the world play themselves out. Asara doiros me'odom v'ad noyach. After Adam HaRishon fell in Parshas Bereishis, so now there's a process of 10 doiros where there was a possibility of rehabilitation and recreation of a new Bria. When Noyach came out of the Teva, the world had descended to a state of no return. The world was destroyed. Noyach came out of the Teva with a koyach to recreate the Bria. There was a kilkel over there, Vayita Noyach Ish Adama, and the world was not brought to back to a state of Shlemus. And then there was another chance in the 10 Doiris from Noyach to Avram. That's the subject of the next two Mishnayis. Asar Doiris mi Odom ad Noyach, Lohidia kama erech apayim lufonav, how much the Rebbeinu Shlom is soivel, that even in a world he created that should be, Lechvoidi, Barosav, Yatzatav, Gamma Sisiv, if the world was created for Kvod Shemayim, and the Rebbeinu Shem waited as the world descended into a total state of bitl of Ritzon Yisbarach. The Dor HaMabul is Kihishchus Chobosu Darkei Aloretz. Shekol HaDeres Hoi Machisnu Boyin, all the Deres were Machis, they angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they came closer and closer to destruction. Ad Shehevi Aleim Esmei HaMabul. The Loshen over here, Shekol HaDeres, has to be taken literally. That means there was a descent. From Adam, the next door was already, there was a Kayin with a Hevel. Okay, there was a Shes that was born later, but the world was already in a state of freefall. Dor Enosh was a tremendous descent. That's when the world started believing in Avodah Zarah. After that, there were tzaddikim. There was Chanoich, Mesu Shelach. But Lamaisa, the world was descending to a state of Tchikas Ragle Hashchina, B'losh Nagamor. Asara Doiros Minoyach V'ad Avrom. Then there continued 10 Doiros from Noach to Avrom. Loidia kama erech apayim lefonav. Again, shekola Doiros hoyu machis nuboin. There was a descent from Noach. There was then a chom. Chom was a complete hedar of kvod shemayim, of the tzura sodom, the purpose from which man was created, till the world came to a state of nimroid, rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the dor aflogo. That the Medrash says that some of the people of the dor aflogo were turned into monkeys is what we call reverse evolution. One could look and one could think that man is descended from apes. The real truth is that this was a descent of man turning into an ape. Fakert. Achabo Avrom v'kibol schar kulom. Avrom was matzdik, the purpose of the whole creation. And this is really mavur in the psicha, when the Torah says, Eile toldos ha-shamayim va'oretz. The history of man starts in Perek Beis of Bereishis. Perek Aleph describes the world in a matzav created of shlemus, of potential shlemus. Perek Beis, Eile toldos ha-shamayim va'oretz, Behi Barom, Rashi says over there, Behei Barom, the letter Hey, and then Rashi says over there, the Hey, it's a small letter, because otherwise it says, Be'avrom, the world was created for, and Lamaisa was justified, Al-Yidei the Metzius of Avrom. Achabo Avrom, V'kibol Schar Kulov. We'll learn one more Mishnah, which is really the Hemshech and the Shlemus of what we just discussed. Asor Nisnyonis Nisnasu Avram Avinu Olav HaSholem. Mishnah adds over here the title Olav HaSholem is, we always use the term loosely. Olav HaSholem, we say on any Erlich Yid. Olav HaSholem over here in its fullest sense means, and this is the we don't have this about Tzadikim. The Olav HaSholem over here is that Avram Avinu justified the whole Bria. HaSholem is Misha HaSholem Sholem. The whole Bria, the whole purpose of the Bria is Sholem. So there were 10 Nisyonis that brought Avram Avinu out. The Ramban says that the word Nisoyon is in the sense of bringing out the potential in it. Avram Avinu was created with tremendous potential. and he actualized all of it. The Ramban brings the pasuk Nasati Neslis Noises, like a banner. A person could have latent koiches, but in order for the Bria to be uplifted and a new Bria called Klal Yisrael to be brought into being, there had to be one perfect person that discovered the truth himself, and he formulated the truth and he taught it to the world. This was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu came of age in the year 2000. That means the first 2,000 years of the Bria was one chaotic period. It's referred to B'loshon Chazal, the Gemara Avodah Zarah, as Alpayim Shel Toyu. After Alpayim Shel Toyu, Avraham started the process of being Meir Shechina L'Tachtoinim. After 20 days had been Marchik to Shechina Me'olam Hazeh, started that process, started by Adam Rishon with the Chet. And Avraham Avinu brought the world back to a state of Shleimus, potential Shleimus. The full Shleimus was only by Maimon HaSinai. Just to go quickly through what the Asara Nisyonis are, because there are a few Shittas in the Rishonim. This is the Rav's Cheshvan, Ur Kazdim. It's interesting, it's not discussed in the Torah, but that's the first great episode of Mesiras Nefesh in Avraham's life, that he was thrown into the Kivshon Ha'esh by Nimrod. Lech Lecha, that he had to leave his home Maimid. Remember that Avraham at that point was already an extraordinarily successful person. As HaNefesh HaShe'osu B'chorin, he had a tremendous amount of Talmidim and influence. He had to leave it all and to go into solitary traveling to Eretz Yisrael and start again from fresh. He gets to Eretz Yisrael, Vayi Rov Ba'aretz. He has to go down to Mitzrayim. It was Mahar Racham Yidoy Tzvishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then when he gets to Mitzrayim, again, this is all potential. There's a tremendous Maisa Al-Masim Labonim. Same way Yaakov Ubonov go to Mitzrayim, predicated on Avraham. Trip to Mitzrayim. Lekicha Sora Lebeis Paroi was a precursor of the fact that Klal Yisrael was able to hold on to the Madrega of Kedusha in Mitzrayim for all those years that they were there. After that, there's Melchemes HaMelochim, which was a Nisoyin, where again Avraham was in danger. The Bris Ben Absorim is also considered a Nisoyin in this list. Rav explains it because what was shown to him was Shibin Malchis. If you want to elaborate on that, the Gemara says that he was given a choice. Avraham was given a choice. Either he could trade Chaya Netzach, and then if his children would be Choytim, they would go to Gehenim. Or he could choose Shibin Malchis. And Avraham chose Shibin Malchis for the purification of Klai, so that's a tremendous madrega. Bris Mila, which was not a posh tzach for Avraham at his age of 99, to go right away with his rizus, with the simchat of Bris Mila. Then Sora being taken by Avimelech. Then the Nisoyim, where Avraham had to be mashlim, the future of the nation, of Yitzchok, by sending away his own flesh and blood, sending away Hogan and Yishmael. And then Akedas Yitzchok. Those are the 10 Nisyonis. Others bring, instead of some of those mentioned, they bring, Pirkei Der Beleza seems to say that the first Nisoyin was Avraham, that Nimrod wanted to kill him when he was a young child, when he was already searching for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He had to hide in a cave or in a pit for 13 years while he worked out his system of thought of finding the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a lot before the Kivshon Ha'esh. One of the Nisyonis that's mentioned also, obviously, has to take over something else in the Rambam, is the fact that Avraham had to take another wife. In order to start his future, he had to take another wife, and this is Al-Pi Ruach HaKadosh from Sori, he took Hogar. And with that, he had to bring another nation into being, the nation of Yishmol, that he had to send away. The whole thing was a Nisyon. The other pshat is Rabbeinu Yoyin over here brings that the last Nisyon was Kfura Sora. Avraham was given the whole Eretz Yisrael. Now he has to beg, and he has to buy from Ephraim, Bekesef Molei, the place of Eretz Yisrael. But all this was Lohidia Kama Chibosu Shel Avraham Avinu Olav Hashem, that the whole Shleimus HaOlam is Avraham Avinu, the same way the world was created with 10, the same way the Hemshech of world history is with the number 10. Avraham Avinu's coming out, L'Shleimus, is the Bria Bifnei Atzmai. He's that Choviv Be'enei Hashem.